You're listening to the Freedom From Addiction podcast. Hear what leading addiction and recovery experts are talking about, addiction trends, topics, and challenges, as well as personal stories, research, practices, and advances that point the most promising way to freedom.
And welcome into the Freedom From Addiction podcast. My name is Derek, creative director here at Adult and Teen Challenge. And today we are going to be talking about sobriety. And in the studio with us today are two staff members here at Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South. One is our women's director, Beth. Say hi, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
And Tanya, she is one of our counselors. Say hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Thousands of people are listening to you right at this very moment.
Yay!
Yeah, we're excited that you guys are in the studio today. Before we start talking about sobriety and maybe a little bit of your stories as well, too, and we want to celebrate with you guys and those listening. We want you to celebrate with us because today you guys have hit your, what do you call it?
Sobriety birthday.
Sobriety birthday. So, Beth, you've been clean for how long?
11 years.
Woohoo! Give it up!
Yay!
And Tanya, you've been clean your sobriety birthday?
For 3 years.
Woo!
Yay!
Happy sobriety birthday.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Do you feel like Hulk?
I do, yes.
Yeah, how do you feel, Beth? I mean, you're an Alabama fan, so do you feel...
Pretty amazing.
Pretty
like
amazing?
Like always.
Like always, right? Right? So we always give Beth a hard time. She's an Alabama fan, and I'm not going to tell you which fan that I am. I'm a Tennessee fan, okay? So let's just leave it right there. So congratulations on your sobriety birthdays. Happy birthday. Let's talk about sobriety and what it takes to be clean. Who wants to go first? Like, what are some of the challenges that you face even now being 11 years clean or 3 years clean? What are some of those challenges that you guys face?
Well, for me, I was a smoker, and a lot of things that are legal or more easily accessible. And so I just really have to be careful about who I'm around and what they're doing around me.
Yeah, so. That's understandable. What about you, Beth?
It's about the same. I still have to watch where I go and who I'm around. And I try to surround myself with people that are like-minded, that want to, that have clean lives, that have desires to move forward instead of using. And that's the only way I know how.
Right. Let's go into your stories and then let's jump back on sobriety toward the end. But I want to hear, and I'm sure some of the folks listening want to hear your stories as well. I mean, 11 years clean, that's amazing. 3 years clean, that's amazing. But tell some backstory. Let's start with you, Beth. What was your, drug of choice? What was your life like before 11 years or 11 years ago? And then we'll go to you, Tanya.
Well, I found myself at the age of 27. I had tried IV meth, and I used for 8 years. And when I started to try to get clean, I started going to church, my local church, and I started serving in my church. And serving God just seemed to be what it took. I had tried multiple times to get clean prior to, and I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't do it with meetings. Every time I would go to a meeting, I would try to, I would want to get high. So I found that church and God was what did it for me. And when I started that journey in 2009, it was really, really hard at first. But I noticed that the more I threw myself into my church family and activities, church activities and serving, the easier it became. And it's like God just took a hold of me and took off with me because I went back to school. I got my degree. I was able to serve in all capacities in the church. I was a Sunday school teacher for several years. I helped with bus ministry. And then when he led me to Bellhaven for my last 2 years of schooling, I got introduced to Adult and Teen Challenge, and I was able to do an internship here. And then I realized what my purpose was, what God had designed me for, and that was to help serve him here, to help lead others to him and help them to stay clean.
Okay, Tanya, your turn.
Hey. Okay, so my life had become a mess, and it was just a downward spiral with drugs and relationships, and I had hit rock bottom, and I didn't know where to go. I had lost everything. I had lost some of my family. I'd lost my career. Everything. And it took me sitting in a jail cell, and I cried out to God, please just let somebody take my hand and lead me where I need to go, because I was so lost that I didn't know where to go or how to get where I was going. And it was shortly after that my sister talked to me on the phone and sent me an application for Adult and Teen Challenge. And I filled it out. And I was in jail for about 2 weeks before I got to come to, I came to Teen Challenge. And immediately when I walked in the door, I felt the love here. And I started reaching out to God like I never had before. And I started praying, you know, God, just help me. And he started answering my prayers. And that helped my faith grow. And it was through that and then through the structure and just the things that I learned in the program to reprogram my life to go by that has helped me stay sober today.
So two amazing stories. Now, let's talk about sobriety. Again, celebrating your sobriety birthdays. Happy sobriety birthday again. I wish we had balloons, and cards,
and donuts.
And donuts. You love Krispy Kreme donuts. Who doesn't love Krispy Kreme donuts? If you're listening, you don't like Krispy Kreme donuts?
Not really.
If you're listening and you want to donate some Krispy Kreme donuts to the staff and the residents here at Adult and Teen Challenge, it's 1108 West 33rd Street, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yes. 37410. So let's talk to those listening who may have a loved one or themselves who have, maybe they've been clean, maybe they just got out of a recovery program like Adult and Teen Challenge. Maybe it's been another, you know, treatment program. They're just starting that recovery journey. Maybe they're 30 days clean. What kind of encouragement would you tell those individuals listening or for a loved one that they can encourage and help those, you know, who are trying to be sober?
I think it's really important to keep yourself accountable. Anytime you have a craving, I feel you need to call and talk to somebody. You need to stay in contact with people. Don't isolate.
That's good.
I agree with Tanya, and I would add to not give up. Not to, when you get these cravings or you get the feeling that you want to use, don't get discouraged. That's normal. It's completely normal. Don't think you're failing just because you do. And if God forbid you do use, don't give up. Pick yourself back up.
Well, that's what I was going to ask too. So, I mean, nobody's perfect, right? I mean, even scripture mm-hmm. says that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Doesn't mean that we sin every day, but we're going to sin. We're going to fall. We just get back up and go forward. To those who have been clean for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and maybe even through this pandemic that we're in, they get stressed, they get lonely, they get anxious and, you know, get a drink. They stop by and see an old friend, and here they go, you know, getting their fix again. What do you tell those folks who have failed?
I would say to please not let depression get a hold of you. Don't think that you have failed. Don't look at it as failure. Look at it as a stumbling block. Don't look at it as the end. I know you can either go and you can look at it and say, well, I've messed up. I might as well just go all out and then stay in it. But you're not accomplishing anything. And it's always, always so much worse when you relapse and you continue on. Pick yourself back up. Reach out to those that you know are supportive. Reach out to people that you know will care enough to listen to you. And start back over. Everybody starts with a day one.
Let's give it up for Beth and Tanya for their sobriety birthdays.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.